So, thinking about the actual specific content of your training, which specific elements did you find the most challenging? And I suppose here we're talking about perhaps getting to grips with subject knowledge that you may not have come across before. Perhaps it might have been learning how to teach the second order concepts, which perhaps don't necessarily come across naturally in a history degree, but obviously are things that as a teacher you have to really have a thorough knowledge of how to aim for progression in your students. So if you could just talk a little bit about some of those specific elements of the training that you found most challenging and how you overcame those hurdles.
I think for me, my background in both sense, my degree, which is politics, and then my post-degree work as a teaching assistant meant that I struggled in a couple of areas. I think primarily the subject knowledge, where my politics degree was heavily 20th century. Large parts of Key Stage 3 courseworks tend to be focused around much earlier periods in time, so it was quite a lot of reading. I enjoyed it, but there was quite a lot of reading prior to getting into my teacher training. And coming from a background, being a teacher assistant, working typically with weaker students, differentiation downwards, that kind of support was straightforward, but that stretch and challenge for me was kind of an alien concept. I've never had to do it in my work as a teaching assistant. So it's that, how do you challenge the most able? But again, it's just about thinking about it, not in terms of I've got this brilliant activity I want to plan, it's thinking about the outcomes, about how you, where you want those most able students to be. And actually there is absolutely nothing wrong with taking a very, very able year 9 student and presenting them with A-level reading. They are capable, and it's just a case of give it a go. If it doesn't work, then it doesn't work and you can address it next time. That's the point of training. But give it a go in all senses, in terms of get reading, the subject knowledge, and really push people on. The support comes naturally, I think.
Yeah, I think mine was quite the opposite, having worked in a grammar school. So I came from the opposite direction of trying to include the children or the students at the bottom. And I think one of the things that helped me the most was going to watch other teachers teach. There are some really amazing teachers out there, and even across subjects, watching people in English, maths, geography, science, some of the things they do, you can just steal their ideas essentially and use them in a history setting, and they work. And that's the good thing about teaching, is that there is a lot of sharing. Differentiation, inclusion, marking and feedback as well, that it's just, you've just got to do it. There's no other way about it. You will. It's a relatively simple task. It's a tedious task at times, but once you do it and you know how to do it, then you're okay.
Okay, but you, Alex.
For me, I think it was the subject knowledge, which is might be surprising because I obviously studied history for quite some time. But unfortunately, in Germany, the courses that were offered at university, or the subjects that were offered, are very little related to what is then taught in the curriculum, which is a shame, because you would spend a whole year on the Second Crusade, which then turns out to come up in one lesson in year 7, and that's it. If I'm talking about Germany now, in year 7, and that's it. So even though I know that as a history teacher, I have to have a broader knowledge, base of knowledge, it's still, I would have found it more useful to have actually courses that then relate to the curriculum. And there was quite a lot of things, especially when it comes to A-levels, where you just have to do your own research, and there are things that you've just not been taught at university, so it was a lot of additional reading as well in terms of subject knowledge, yeah.
And did you do much British history within your university degree or within your training?
I would say not so much in the history degree, but I also studied English, and that's where you would have the British history then. But in the history degree as such, not really, no.
So how easy did you find it, for example, when you're now coming to the end of your NQT year, I guess, as it would be in this country, how easy did you find it getting to grips with the level of British history as taught by the national curriculum and within exam specs?
Yeah, as I said, I think it was actually easier for me here because I had quite a, a bit of British history in my English degree. Mm-hmm. Things like, you know, 1066. So the basic things, you just I just had to study them for my English degree. So it wasn't too bad. It was good. Sometimes I have, obviously, I need to look up things that I'm not that aware of, but in general, I had a good overview already.
Okay.